to 2 Corinthians chapter 8
tonight.
I was working on this at the airport. I was working on trying to remember what I preached here the last couple of years or whatever, and all the sermons I preached. And sometimes I'll preach 8 to 9 weeks. I've been out for I don't know how long. I went home the other night for 10 hours, just enough to switch suitcases and get a couple hours sleep and take off again. And of course, I was going to New York, and guess what happened again? It was a 20-hour flight. I left Friday morning very early, got landed I think 1 o'clock Saturday morning to be able to do a mission conference there, and so. Been busy doing many things. We should be always busy about our Father's business. And so let's all stand for the Scripture reading tonight. And I want to look at this portion of Scripture. Very familiar portion of Scripture, but I was looking at this the other day, probably about a week ago or so. And I tell you what, boy, it's good that you have the Scriptures. Amen?
Amen.
I'm telling you what, people around the world, oh, they would love to have the Scriptures that you and I have. Best promotion that we go anywhere is to just give away the Scriptures. And so, let's look at chapter 8, verse 1. Moreover, brethren, we do you the wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, how that in great trial of affliction and abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abound unto the riches of their liberality. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that they would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And this they did, not as we hope, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God, insomuch that we desired Titus that as he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. Therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith and in utterance and knowledge, in all diligence and in your love to us, see that ye abound in this grace also. I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the fullness of others.
This is a demonstration of
others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. For ye know the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we love you tonight. Father, thank you for an opportunity to be in your house. And Father, thank you for the dear people that have come out on a Friday night. And Father, thank you for all that you're doing through Heritage Baptist Church. Father, I pray that you continue to bless Brother Shears and his family. And Father, bless the dear members
this
as we attend
demonstration
this mission conference.
Of Flipman.
Father, we need you. The reason we need you, Father, is we want to glorify you. And the best way to glorify you is to win more people to Christ so you'll get more glory. And so, Father, we need your help tonight. Do a work that only you can do. Save the lost, then change the life of the Christian. In your name we pray. Amen. You can be seated. As we look at this portion of Scripture, I was looking at this portion of Scripture and reading through it, and I was thinking, began to think about some things as I was looking at this. We see here
this
the churches of Judea were suffering poverty and needed help badly. And this is an offering that's going to go to them. It's going to go outside the churches of Macedonia. It's going to be given away to someone else. It's always good when churches can help others. Amen? Well, we've got to stand together, and my heart is burdened for America. I travel across America. I preach in churches, and then I travel around the world and get to see many things. And you see so many other churches that need help, and thank God that God allows us to help other people.
And
we look at this,
and
the churches in Judea, they were going through difficulty, suffering, and poverty, and they needed help. And when I look at the world, and I see the world, I get an opportunity. I've been in 5 or 6 countries since I've been here. I was trying to figure out where I was last year and the year before, and try to figure it all out. But I've been in a lot of countries, and I go there, and I see other believers who are threatened with starvation and threatened with death. And Saturday night, because my son's on the other side of the world over there in the Philippines or whatever, and I try to do this whenever I can possibly, and I'm pretty regular at. But on Saturday night, I'll begin praying for the other side of the world, because see, their church starts on Saturday night, when the missionaries, some of the missionaries that you support, and if you'd look at them, some of them are on the other side. So Saturday night, when I go to bed, I'll start praying for the other side of the world. I say, now, Lord, I need you to bless every pastor, every missionary, every evangelist on the other side of the world. Father, I need you to help them, and every soul winner, every Sunday school teacher.
This
I'm
is
telling
a demonstration.
Every person in the
that.
Church needs to be involved in the ministry of the church. Everybody needs to be involved in. And I said, now look, I want you, everybody that opens up the Bible while I sleep tonight, every person on the other side of the world opens up the Bible, I'm thinking of our brothers and sisters in Christ. You ever think about that? We have brothers and sisters in Christ that live on the other side of the world. They're going through difficulty. They're being tortured. They're going through suffering. They're going through so many hard times. Really, the Christians of America, we're spoiled.
This is a demonstration.
We are very spoiled people. And it's sad to say that we get so spoiled that we get lukewarm. We come along and we just get lukewarm. We get immune to the things of God. But on Saturday night, I'm praying for those other people. Look, we have brothers and sisters in Christ on the other side of the world. They want their family saved.
Amen.
Don't you want your family saved? Amen? Well, you think about this. They want their family saved. They want their loved ones to go to heaven. They want their loved ones to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. They want their town saved. They want their cities and villages saved. They want their country reached with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so we look at this and I think about this. As the churches of Judea were suffering and they needed help badly, I'm thinking, how many other families around the world? How many other people would love to have help and to send the gospel to them and whatever? And so I begin to look at this. They want their loved ones saved. Look, the need of missions is an unending call.
Amen.
The need of missions is an unending call. Right? Look, the call never ends.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
The more I travel, and I'm just scratching the surface as I travel. I probably made 70, 80 trips in the world now, and I begin to see, I'm just scratching the surface, and I'm thinking about, oh, look, the missions will never be finished until Jesus Christ comes. And so we see this here, and then it will go on after that also, but we see this here. Boy, look at the churches of Macedonia. They what? Philippi? Thessalonica, Berea. Macedonia was once known for all their natural resources. When they first started out, they were known for their natural resources. Because of war and whatever, war came in and ravaged the Macedonia area and whatever, and they became very poor. They became very poor. And so we see this. Now, let me ask you something. Why are we going to give to missions? All right. The churches of Macedonia, they were asked to give to the suffering people in Judea. And I begin to think about that. Here's the churches of Judea, and they're struggling and going through difficulty, whatever. And so the churches of Macedonia, they were asked to take up an offering. They were asked to give. And I preach many mission conferences, and sometimes it seems very difficult to keep coming back year after year, asking church members to give and asking you to increase your mission program. But the truth of it is, we have to increase. Amen. We have to increase. We can't stop taking the gospel or setting the gospel around the world. And so they come to the churches of Macedonia and said, look, we
this
need to take up an offering.
My first
question was this. How could they give in great trial of affliction? Look at here. We see this here. And it says in I'll start with verse 1. Moreover, brethren, we do you the wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, how that in great trial of affliction, boy, like I said, they used to have their national resources and whatever, and of course now the war comes through and all the other things and takes away all those things. And Paul comes to them and says, look, I need you, and
this
I need you to give, and I'm going to ask you to give in a time of great affliction. And of course, in America, we think we're going through a difficult time. Everywhere I travel, we think we're going through a difficult time. But really, compared to the world, we got it made.
Yeah.
We got it made. I mean, I was at the airport and I happened to go from one place to the other because, layovers and whatever. And I'd go and they have the TV on one place. I had to get up and leave because all you hear is a negative. Yeah. This is happening.
I sat down
for a couple of minutes. I was tired. I thought I'd rest a little bit. And just that sound came out of that TV and this trial was going on and this wasn't fair here and that wasn't there and Naaman murdered there and Naaman kidnapped. I had to get up and leave. I couldn't take it. I don't want to look at the news. I don't want to hear anything hardly on TV anymore because it depresses you. But we see this here. These people were in great affliction and difficult times. And then when we go through difficult times, it makes us weary. It does. It wears
this
on you when you go through difficult times or whatever,
that.
And it makes it very stressful. And so these people were going through great affliction. And I'm going to tell you something. We don't know what hardness is. Basically, we really don't know what hardness is. And so when difficult times come or whatever, we think we're going through a difficult time. And yeah, it is difficult to us, but compared to the rest of the world, we've got it pretty well made. And I'm talking about Christians tonight. Well, I'm telling you what, we are spoiled Christians. Look at the beautiful building that you have.
Amen.
Man, you got a pastor for what? 31
this
years.
This is a demonstration.
Pastor, you got the Word of God. You got so many things. And so I was thinking about this. How could Paul come to the churches of Macedonia or the churches of Macedonia and ask them to give an offering when they were in great trial of affliction? Then I said this. How could they give in their deep poverty? Look at verse 2 again. How that in great trial of affliction the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty. Man, deep poverty. Well,
This is a demonstration of flip from Mac.
Boy, but when you start traveling the world and looking at other people, boy, you'll see poor. I always say that, you know, a lot of countries are so poor they can't even afford the zeros in poor. Boy, it is amazing how poor they are. If they're lucky, some of them are lucky to eat once a day. And man, I'm telling you what, I have been traveling lately. I'm trying to keep my weight down. People want to feed me and feed me and feed me. Every time Baptist gets together, one thing that we can do very well, we can eat.
Yeah.
Amen? I'm telling you what, one thing, you know, Baptists can't get along with a lot of other things, do a lot of other things, but one thing we can do, boy, we can get together and we can eat. Man, I was in a mission conference down in Louisiana. Man, we all got gumbo. They were feeding us every 4 hours. They were feeding us every, like it's like clockwork, man. I'm telling you what, man, you eat steak and this here, and then you're going to go down here and get this. And I'm saying, look, I got to be careful because I go to the airport, you always got to show
this
your ID.
This is a demonstration.
There's two of you. Yeah. And so you got to be so careful when you do that. But these people were in deep poverty. They were poor. Very poor. And then I said, now, well, I'm thinking, Paul, how could you ask them to give when they're in great affliction? How can you ask them to give when they're in deep poverty? And I'm thinking, I go to churches and I preach mission conferences. I said, no, I need you to give this year. We need you to increase this year. The truth of it is, if you're going to have a successful mission program, you need to increase every year.
This is a demonstration.
They increase every year. And then I thought about this. How could they give to their power? Look at verse 3. For to their power. How could they give to their power? You know, great affliction, deep poverty. And what it means to give to your power, that means whatever you have in your wallet, maybe whatever you have in your bank account or whatever you got saved, to give to your power is whatever you have. And boy, I'm telling you what, we'll look at videos and boy, just you see that? Boy, our public schools in America need somebody in there to help them.
This
amen?
Is a demonstration.
Our public schools are a mess.
That.
They're a mess. There's no other way to describe it or whatever. We need to get somebody in there. There are so many needs today. You know, I'm thinking, well, you know, Brother Heinrich, it's getting kind of tough. And, you know, I've been serving this long. I'll talk to Christians who's been into this long. And, you know, we need to kind of slow down. It's time to maybe back off a little bit. You can't back off. There's no way. Look, if you're thinking tonight, well, you know, I'm going to serve in this church and I'm going to work in this church, but maybe somebody else could do it. Maybe I'll just back off a little
bit. This is a demonstration.
There's so much to be done now. We can't back off. Amen? Man, there's no way. I'm going to preach until the day I can't preach. I'm going to preach until the day I die. Because why? There's so much to be done. Man, I'm trying to figure out, but sure, now let's talk about this. We're starting to get old, all right? And we're just starting, okay? We're just starting to get there, right? Now, the mind is good, amen? It's just the body won't cooperate, amen? I'm telling you, the mind runs 100 miles an hour.
This is a demonstration.
And I'm going to do this. Yeah, I like that idea, but except the body. You have to talk to the body and say, look, we need to get going here, buddy. And you have to pick yourself up and get going. And so, but there's so much to be done. And look, to their power, they gave to their power, whatever they could give. And I'm telling you something, we need to give whatever we can to get the gospel of Jesus Christ into all the world. But then I looked at this again. How can they give beyond their power? Okay. For to their ability I bear record, and yet beyond their power they were willing to
themselves. This is a demonstration.
I'm thinking, all right, now you want
that.
To give them in great affliction. We're trying to get you to give in deep poverty. Now we're trying to give to your power. Now beyond your power. And this is where the fire comes. You want fire for the field? This is one statement right here. They gave beyond their power. I don't know about you, to give beyond your power, there's only one way to do it. That is to tap into heaven's resources. That is to give beyond your power. That's divine power. That's divine help. And the only way they can do that is to get God involved with what you're doing. Paul, I'll tell you something.
This is a demonstration.
We will struggle. We will become weary. We'll get disappointed sometimes if we're going to just try to do it with what we got in our own power. There's got to come a time in your life that you got to realize you can only do so much. You can only do so much. And then you have to go to God and say, now, God, you're going to have to get involved in this. If we're going to take the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world, we're going to help these missionaries and do what we can to get the gospel around. Look, you can't do it in your own strength. You're going to have to come to a place where you're going to have to realize, I need your help.
This is a demonstration.
I'm going to do all I can in my power. I'm asking you, do everything to your power, and then you got to go beyond your power to get the gospel of Jesus Christ. Boy, we look at this and we hear the economy's bad. Man, I travel and I see a lot of things. I see people lined up to buy things. Man, you know, I stay in hotels quite a bit, and I'll get up on Sunday morning, Saturday, or Monday, or wherever day it is, and I spend so many days in church, I don't know which. I have a hard time keeping up with the days of the week. This is Friday. And
this
so,
is a demonstration
there,
of
the morning, cars all in the parking lot, the hotels. Man, we'll go to the restaurants. They usually kick me out to eat or something. We'll go to restaurants, and guess what? The restaurants are full.
Yeah.
The restaurants are full or whatever. And you look, and you go to the malls. Man, on weekends. Now, man, I was at one mall in Maryland on Sunday. They had that thing was so packed. This was a gigantic mall. This was no small one. This was a gigantic mall or whatever. And they had too many cars. They didn't have enough parking space.
This is a demonstration.
Cars were lined up on the street waiting for somebody to come out so they could go in. And when we look at this, we say, well, you know, it's difficult or whatever, and we don't have the resources. And so we say, boy, the economy's bad. But I'm going to say something. I don't live off of the economy of the world. I live off of heaven's resources.
Yeah,
amen? And you've got to come to the point where you figure that out. I cannot do what I do. I cannot give what I give. I cannot be involved in God's work. I can only do so much, but then I've got to get God's resources.
This is a demonstration.
I got to live off of heaven's resources. I said, I've got to get divine help. Father, I'm going to do all I can. We're going to ask you in this mission conference to what? To do all that you possibly can. And then we're going to ask you to do what? Go beyond your power. That means you get a hold of God. In this mission conference, I hope that you have been praying. I always want people to pray before the mission conference. I want you to pray and ask God what He wants you to do in this mission conference. That's
this
all I'm
is a demonstration
well, I'm
of fruit from that.
Do this. Do what God wants you to do. God wants you to what? Maybe give a little more. God may want you to give yourself. Because we'll look at this. The next point comes up. This. Why did they first give themselves? You think about that? Why did they first give themselves? And the most important thing that you can do in this mission conference is give you. God wants you. If you just say tonight, if you just come tonight and say, Lord, here am I. Just come to the altar.
This
I think
is a demonstration of fruit from that.
I think everybody ought to come to the altar and say, all right, now this is the mission conference. God, we're coming tonight. I'm giving you me.
Amen.
Just at the invitation, just come and say, God, I'm giving you me. Now tell me what you want me to do. What is my part in this mission program?
Amen.
Is it to pray more? You know, missionaries always get criticized because they only have one sermon. Pray, give, and go. Pray, give, and go. But I want to tell you something. I like to see
this
people
is a demonstration
pray, give, and go.
A flip from that.
You ever take time to pray? When Jesus Christ said, compassion to the multitudes, He said what? Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest that He would send forth laborers in the harvest. He said pray. When He sees the multitudes that were scattered, and you see the multitudes like sheep with no shepherd. When He seen them, He said, look at what the first thing He said. He didn't say give. He didn't say go. He said pray. You know, we lack people who can pray. Most Christians cannot really pray. They'll take a couple of minutes and pray before they go to bed. They'll take a couple of minutes and pray for the meal. But I want to say something. We don't have praying Christians. I mean, people that will pray by the hour. Get a hold of God. Prayer that will shake heaven. Prayer that will move God's hand. And that's why I say prayer is moving the hand of God. As we look at this, we say, look, they first get themselves. Just come to the altar and say, look, here am I. Let me do my part. Father, help me to do my part. And people can pray. And then people can give.
This is a demonstration.
There's nobody
of
here that cannot
that.
Give. Right. Really, there's nobody. I'm going to show you anyway. There's nobody here that cannot give. Give the all. Everybody can give something. I like it. We pass out the faith promise cards. And I want everybody to get one. I want every man to get one. I want every woman to get one. I want every child, every teenager. I want everybody to get a faith promise card. And well, I want you parents to start teaching your children. We have lost a generation of young people somewhere along the line.
This is a demonstration of
the older generation. We have not taught them. We have not taken them. We have not spent time raising them up for God. We'll teach them everything else. We'll teach them to play baseball. We'll teach them to be on the computer. Yeah. We'll teach them to hunt. We'll teach them to fish. We'll teach them everything except the most important thing. And I'm not against those other things because, bro, kids need those things. But the most important thing is they need to be taught about God.
Amen.
Amen. Somewhere along the line, we've lost it.
This
so
is a demonstration.
Bro, why did they first give themselves? Because God wants you. Look at this. Why should we give to missions this year? Right? Now, why should you give the missions this year? Many people, I asked them in different, in many mission conferences, look, why should you give the missions? You say, well, don't you understand it? Some of us are in great affliction. Don't you understand? Some of us are in deep poverty. Don't you understand that some of us are given to our ability? But why should you give the missions this year? I thought about that as a reading. I'm going to tell you why.
This is a demonstration of flip for Matt.
Here it is. Why should you give the missions this year? Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. Why should you give the missions this year? Because the grace of God. Because of the grace of God. Man, that stuck out to me. The churches of Macedonia were in great affliction. They were in deep poverty. But look at, notice, they were
this
extremely
is a demonstration
wealthy
a
in the grace
man.
Of God.
Amen.
Boy, that ought to fire you up. That ought to make you excited. Boy, you think about that. Yeah, they were in great affliction. They were in deep poverty. But the churches of Macedonia, they were wealthy in the grace of God. And if there's any country to find space on the earth that should be wealthy, it should be the Christians of America, wealthy in the grace of God. God had bestowed abundance of His grace upon the churches. You see that?
God this is a demonstration of flip for man.
Had bestowed abundance of His grace upon the churches. So much that Paul, look, God bestowed, put so much grace on these churches that Paul used them as an example of God's grace. Has God's grace been upon Heritage Baptist Church? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, it has. Boy, I'm telling you what. And so I come to you tonight and I said, look, I understand that some people are going through affliction. And I know some people are struggling with
poverty a little bit, maybe, and
you're trying to give to your ability or whatever. And why am I asking you to give the missions tonight? Why? Because the grace of God was bestowed upon you. Boy, look at this. Remember, grace means favor and blessings of God. Good. Grace means this. No, it means favor and the blessings of God. Has God put His grace upon you? Has He poured His favor upon you? Has He poured His blessings upon you?
This is a demonstration of
the greatest of all is salvation.
Amen.
Amen. Boy, I wish we could get on fire. Get on fire about our salvation. Well, I don't know about you, but you ought to be excited about your salvation. It was the grace of God that came to you. It was the grace of God that came to you because, look, basically, most of the people were not looking for God.
That's right. Yep.
And when we see this, man, I get excited about my salvation. I go back and remember, I've been saved.
This is
a
demonstration.
41 years.
Let's look for Max.
41 years. And I'm telling you what, I am still excited about my salvation. I go back and remember the day of my salvation. I'm telling you what, I should be in hell today. But by the grace of God, I'm able to go to heaven. And not only go to heaven, He has poured favor upon me. He's poured blessings upon me. And the same thing about you. You know, you're on your way to heaven. You're saved and now you're not going to hell by the grace of God. Amen?
Amen.
Boy, God has poured His blessing. God
this is a demonstration
of
flip for Mac.
Boy, we act sometime in Christianity that we're just, just hanging in there or whatever. I'm not hanging in there. I've got God's blessing poured upon me. God just poured. God just laid the blessings after blessings upon the churches of Macedonia. And God has blessed this church. God has put blessing upon blessing and just kept pouring out to Heritage Baptist Church. Amen?
Amen.
They knew the grace of God. The favor, the blessings of God.
This is
very,
a demonstration
very, in a very, very special
that.
Way. Boy, you think about it. Heritage Baptist Church, the grace of God has been upon this church. Year after year you've had a pastor. 31 years you've had a pastor. That's the grace of God. You've had a building. You've got the scriptures. You've got song. Man, we've got so much. It's about time that we start looking at what God has done for us and what the grace of God has done for us and instead of thinking about what we don't have.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Boy, we live in America. We got the freedom to preach and the freedom to teach and the freedom to witness. That's the grace of God. I was thinking last night, I've been traveling quite a bit, and I do a lot of my soul winning when I travel and whatever, and passing out tracts. Everybody ought to be carrying tracts. Amen? Every person ought to be preparing at the airport, passing them out or whatever. And it's been a couple of days since I led someone to Christ. And I was thinking about that
this
last night.
This is a demonstration.
It's been a couple of days. I've been witnessing to people. But no, and I thought, I just need to really get somebody to listen and to bow their head and trust Jesus Christ as their Savior. I thought, I've been seeing people say wherever I go. But it's been a couple of days or so. And I thought, you know, I need to do that. Been passing out the gospel, doing this. And I got on the airplane today. Of course, when I first got there, 3 o'clock in the morning, the taxi cab driver picked me up. Of course, he couldn't wait or whatever. Gave him the gospel of Jesus Christ. I mean, always be sowing, always be planting. So look, I said, look at the hair. Let me give
this. This is
so
a demonstration.
Whatever.
They
got on the plane or whatever. And I'm thinking, no, God, help me. And so, boy, a man sits down beside me. He had a fire department shirt on. First of all, I thought he worked in the fire department. I began to talk to him, and he works with the wells for oil companies, whatever, drilling or whatever. And he goes down and cleans them all out or whatever. I got that down there, and I said, "Yo, where are you going? What you do for a living?" And he started talking about how he's cleaning out the wells or whatever. And I said, "Well," he asked me, he said, "Now, what are you doing?" I said, "Well, I'm a missionary.
This is a demonstration.
I'm traveling around the world preaching the gospel, or whatever." He said, "Man, I need to get back in church." Boom. Are you around people? Do you listen to what people say or whatever? This man was ripe for the picking. He had just gotten back from Iraq and gone through some difficulties when he got off the plane. His wife gave him his divorce papers, and he was going through a lot of hard different things. He said, "You know, I need some help or whatever." I said, "Well, first thing we need to do is find out if you're going to heaven." He said, "I don't think so." Well, all right, man. Take the gospel of Jesus Christ. Give him the gospel. He bowed his head and trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. And see, that's the grace of God, that we live in a country where we can do that freely. And yet, sometimes we don't do that. I'm going to tell you, if you want to stay on fire for the field or whatever, one way to stay on fire is to remember your salvation and help somebody else with their salvation. When I get discouraged, when I go through affliction, when I go through a hard time or whatever, I've got to get out and tell somebody about Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, just hearing somebody
this is a demonstration
accept Jesus Christ
and pray,
that fires me up.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, it fires me up. My salvation fires me up. Let me get to the last point here real quick and see this. I want to go through this. Why? Why did Paul say, "Look, I need you to give"? Because the grace of God has been sowed upon the churches and upon you. Right? I'm going to ask you, look, in this mission conference, I'm going to ask you to give during your difficult time. I'm going to ask you to give during your difficult time. Because why? Because the grace of God
this
is poured upon you. God will bestow His grace upon you. His favor and His blessings. If you're going through a difficult time, I know it's a difficult time. But I want to tell you something. Let me give you a secret. When you're going through a difficult time, the most important thing you can do is get in Scripture. The most important thing you can do is get in Scripture. When you're going through a difficult time, money seems to be short, family pressure. You see, when your health is turning away and you're going through a difficult time with health-wise,
this is a demonstration.
I'm going to ask you to give during a difficult time. Why? Because the grace of God has been bestowed upon Heritage Baptist Church. God's favor has been poured on you day after day, and blessings have come your way. So I'm going to ask you to give during difficult times because of the grace of God. You're going to be asked to give beyond your power. In this mission conference, you say, "Man, brother, honey, you don't understand. I'm giving all I can to missions and whatever." But again, because
this
the grace
is a
of God will help you, because
I'll
the grace of God and His favor is upon you, you can give beyond your power. Last year or so, I've had some changes in my life, and man, I've lost some support, man. I've taken a hit financially, and we've had to move and adjust and do different kinds of things. And, you know, I think about this, and I thought, at our mission conference, they handed out the Faith Promise cards, and I thought, you know, Lord, man, you know, I've lost support, and I don't have the same finances I had last
this
year or whatever.
A demonstration.
I'm getting ready to fill up my Faith Promise card like you will do, and I thought, you know, I can't give as much as I did last year. I thought, boy, I can't. I said, Lord, you know, I can't. I don't have the finances. And I thought, but I want to. And so I said, now, Father, what am I going to do? He said, you're going to give beyond your power. I said, I'm going to what? You know, I'm like you. He said, I'm going to give back. I increased my faith promise giving. I just said, okay, Matt, I'm not going to let the devil slap me backwards. I'm going to go forward. I said, Lord,
this is a demonstration.
The changes we went through the last 6-7 months or whatever. I said, Lord, I'm going to increase. And guess what? God meant them all this. So far this year, God has meant that increase and more. Why? Because of His grace. Not because I'm anything. It's because of His favor upon me and His blessings upon me. Just like you could have His grace upon you, the grace upon Heritage Baptist Church, His favor poured out upon you. So we're going to ask you to give it a difficult
time.
We're going to ask you to give beyond your power. We're going to ask you first to give yourself. Right? We're going to first ask you to give yourself. Boy, so important. Lord, really, all I have to give is me, Lord. And Father, I understand. I'm not the most intelligent person. And Father, I got a lot to learn. And boy, you're just not getting much when you get me. But Father, you got me. Lord, would you just take me?
This is a demonstration.
I learned something this year in the last couple of months has changed my life completely. Go to John chapter 15. Go to John chapter 15. This has really helped me. It may help you. I'll just throw it out there tonight. But I'm always trying to come before the Lord. I'm getting older. The old body seems to be getting tired. Of course, when you start putting in these long trips, it doesn't help it either. But I'm thinking, the Lord, look at verse 5, John chapter 15, verse 5. And I've been reading the first 5 verses.
This is a demonstration.
Here's what I want you to look at. Look at verse 5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Now look at this. For without me, you can do nothing. I'm going to tell you what. I have been serving these years. I've been serving 41 years and doing. And I've been trying to do this, but I've been doing it for Him. Amen? I want to do things for Christ, don't you? Amen. I want to do it for Him.
This is a demonstration.
Not only do I want to do it for Him, I want to do it with Him. How many times in the ministry that we have run ahead and I'm going to do this for God and I'm going to do this for God and I'm going to do all that for God. And God says, that's good. But it dawned on me, I want to do it with Him. Jesus, can I preach with you tonight? I went through this before I came in here. Jesus, I want to do this for you. I want to do this mission conference for you, but I also want to do it with you. Jesus, can I witness to this man with you? If we're not careful, sometimes we think, I'm doing it for the Lord. I'm doing it for the Lord. That's good. But why don't you do it with Him? That thought has changed everything I've done in the last couple of months. Father, I want to do it with you. Can I do it with you? Can we preach together? Can we teach together? Can we live together? Can we do this? Father, can we just do
this?
This
is a demonstration.
Can we see this here?
I'll
I want you to give
that.
Yourselves. Just come tonight and say, look, here am I. Now, how can I ask you to do this? Let's go back to 2 Corinthians and I'm done. Here comes the whole thing I want us to look at. Why? Now, how can I ask you to give during difficult times? How can I ask you to give beyond your power? How can I ask you to first give yourself? Now, here it is. Look at here. Verse 8. Well, let's look at verse 9. Verse 9. How can I ask you to do this? Because of
this is a demonstration
set before by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen?
Huh? Why can I ask you to do it? Because of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Look at verse 9. For you know the grace. We're talking about why could these churches give during difficult times and affliction and deep poverty? Why could they first give themselves? Why could they give to their power? Why could they give beyond their power? Why? Because of the grace. But here's the example of
this
the grace.
This is a demonstration.
Right here in verse 9.
Mac.
For you know that the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, for yet for your sakes He became poor, that through His poverty you might be rich. The example of the grace is the Lord Jesus Christ. He was in heaven. He was everything. He was rich. But because of you and me, He became poor. He became poor. You think
this
about
is a
that.
Demonstration.
We are rich spiritually.
A clip for Mac.
Christians tonight, we are rich spiritually. Let me ask you something. We are rich spiritually. The world is very poor spiritually. Heritage Baptist Church, you are rich spiritually compared to the rest of the world. Look at the Bibles on the pews. Look at what you have. Look at the preaching. Look at all the things that you've got. Look at all that you've got. You are rich spiritually compared to the world. The rest of the world is poor spiritually. Let me ask you a question. Would you be willing to become poor materially so that the world can become rich spiritually? That's the bottom question. Would you be willing to become a little poorer materially so the rest of the world become rich spiritually? Jesus Christ set the example. He said, I was rich, but for your sake he became poor. Well, let me ask you, in this mission conference,
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
To become a little more poorer materially so the rest of the world become rich spiritually. How can you do it? By the grace of God. God has put His favor upon this church. God has put His favor upon you. God has blessed you. He has bestowed blessing after blessing after blessing upon the church and upon us. Because of that, we can give beyond
this
our affliction,
is a demonstration
beyond our poverty,
of
beyond
that.
Our power. So the first thing tonight, I want you to think about this. Would you first come and give yourself? And then begin to think, Jesus Christ, our example, He was rich, He became poor for you and I. Now would you be willing to become a little bit more poor materially so the rest of the world can become rich spiritually? Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we love You tonight. Father, I'm speaking to precious people. Faithful
this
people
is a demonstration
that come out on a Friday
night. For Mac.
I'm talking to your people. And Father, You have poured out Your favor upon Heritage Baptist Church over and over again. You have blessed them over and over again. Father, Your grace has been bestowed upon this church. And because of that, Father, they can give during the affliction. They can give during their poverty. They can give beyond their power. Father,
this
tonight
is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And then, Father, follow the example of the Lord Jesus Christ and how He was rich, that He became poor for us. And, Father, I pray that throughout this mission conference, we think if we could become a little bit more poor materially so the rest of the world could become rich spiritually. Now, Father, do a work that only You can do. In Your name we pray. Amen.